This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Designed, engineered, demolition of modern free society is here. It is laid out in the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda at UN.org. And so is the battle plan with the United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates and John Hopkins, who run the entire attack. Every word of it, all planned out, right here in their own words. And that was all just back in October. In November, they were getting it all lined up. And they're getting something else all lined up when they believe they're going to take Trump out by assassination or by a stolen election. But then they are going to have their moles still fill the major federal agencies, begin to arrest all of the opposition in the military and in the media. And then the martial law that you have been put under will never end. This is the end of America, ladies and gentlemen, and the communist Chinese takeover. And the average American is, quite frankly, so asleep and so docile and so programmed to submit that looks like the country is over. And the leftists and the universities and all the oppression is going to get so nightmarish that it's really sad. But that's just the way it is. I mean, hell, we say that 62 million babies weren't humans and killed them. Now we let convicted pedophiles openly with federal funding have drag queen story time with your children. So it's just who we are. Now, the problem is there is still be a large minority of Americans of every race, color, and creed that aren't going to go along with this. But unless there is a giant awakening now and a total understanding of this fraud, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. We woke the world up. Globalism was in trouble. Freedom brought prosperity. We were turning the tide. The Chinese spies were being arrested. And then the deep state that actually set up the communist Chinese, the Rockefeller Foundation, who actually ran the whole lockstep program with Bill and Melinda Gates. I'm mentioning public programs to release a bioweapon and bring in martial law. They're openly saying that they're going to forcibly inoculate you. And I told you this day one, Bill and Melinda Gates have already patented the vaccine for a weaponized chimera, COVID-19. It's already ready. They just want you to make you beg for it and plead for it. And so that it doesn't look super obvious. They already have it ready, but they actually patented it 2 years ago. They patented a bunch of other ones last year through different sub-companies that they fund. And I was reporting this 12 weeks ago. Also, what's left of U.S. intelligence and the Five Eyes, desperately now realizing the setup, have come out and confirmed it's a bioweapon out of Wuhan, a total chimera. AP, Reuters, all counterstruck, saying, not even countering the report. Just saying, there's conspiracy theorists. They're racist. If you hear someone say it's man-made or China's bad, they're evil. And the nightly news is, you know, running Chinese communist Lego movie memes saying America's bad. Except I saw ABC News actually come out and report on the unanimous Five Eyes saying that it was a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab. Now, we have the author of the U.S. law on bioweapons and the guy that prosecutes dictators joining us at the start of the next hour. He came out first in February here and said it's a bioweapon out of the Wuhan lab and it's a chimera. Dr. Francis Boyle. That's now been confirmed. I don't need to have U.S. intelligence tell me that. Major universities in Germany, in India, and in the United States and others scanned it. Of course it's man-made. Never seen such a thing. And again, that doesn't mean that it's super deadly. It means it's owned by the globalists so they can patent and be ready and already have the cure for it, you understand? But the cure is the cover for what's being added to it, the Trojan horse. But they want everyone on Earth to be forced to take it. And Bill Gates has already told you it's going to hurt and kill a lot of people. So he's already getting you ready now that, yeah, you want to go outside, you got to take this. Certain people are going to have convulsions and die. But it's a good thing to do.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Rockefeller family with the Rothschilds on record donated the money for the United Nations to be first established at Presidio Naval Facility in San Francisco in 1945. Then it officially launched in 1947. Same year, we got the Central Intelligence Agency. Their stated goal is to establish a planetary world government for the principles of depopulation. The Bill and Melinda Gates organization's official name is the Bill and Melinda Gates Planetary Population Control Bureau, or alternative to the United Nations World Population Program. They both interface. Now, in the program lockstep from 2010 and in the 201 event in October and November, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, this is public on record, along with John Hopkins University, the United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, had a month-plus-long global drill with leaders for a corona-type SARS virus being released that would then caused 65 million people to die, but out of it would come world government, contract tracing, drones watching you, boarding people up in their houses, and they said the good thing is it would lower the carbon footprint. This is the force of the industrialization. They couldn't get their carbon tax in here. China would be exempt. We would be under it. So you're now just learning how to be poor and how to go outside and be tracked by a cell phone that totally controls you. And it's all in there. That's how dumb they think you are. But when I talk about it, they go, oh, that's that racist conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to him. He says the chemicals are turning the frogs gay. Well, I was reading major scientific reports that are public. Anybody can look it up, that most frog species are almost died out or have died out because the chemical that's in the water, atrazine alone, makes the males become sterile. They just so happen to also then try to, with their sterile sperm, send them a box of males instead of females when they lay the eggs in them. So they just lay them on a male instead. I mean, that's a fact. But see, they just make a joke out of it. Kind of like when we had Dr. Francis Boyle, again, who's prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic at The Hague and represents world leaders at the UN, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. U.S. biological weapons law that then got adopted into world treaty. You know, he came on and said from his sources in researching the papers, Obama and Fauci had transferred it as a Chimera bioweapon in 2012, 13, 14, 15. He then showed the documents on here, including major scandals about it. So Fauci then in 2017, with funding Obama put in place when he left in 2016, moved it to Wuhan. Now, we told you that exactly as it happened. Precisely as it happened. Not just, oh, I bet Fauci's involved. Oh, we said the exact virus, the Chimera, showed you the white papers, did dozens of shows on it. And it got the FBI following me around. I mean, that's fine, whatever. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. So they're getting ready to General Flynn me. That's fine. You can't stop all Americans. So let's continue. Coronavirus, NSW dossier, lays out case against China, bat virus program. The Daily Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in the Western world. Huge detailed report. Boyle says this is the best report out there. He's joining us next hour. Okay? Here are the articles from January of this year. Chinese lab that studies world's most dangerous pathogens is based in Wuhan. Infowars.com. The transcript from naturalnews.com of Infowars.com. Dr. Boyle on February 21st. Full transcript. Smoking gun. Bioweapons lab transferred by Fauci and Obama to Wuhan. Francis Boyle, Wuhan coronavirus is offensive biological warfare weapon. January 30th. Creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. And now today, ABC News, Fox News, everything. Five Eyes conclusively. Here are the key findings from the bombshell government dossier on China's bat virus program. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. Oh, told you, UT is run by, not the Chi-Coms, the globalists that use Chi-Com money to control it. There will be a lot of arrests made if we win the war against China. But right now there's a civil war over who controls the government. And it looks like the Chi-Coms are winning because the American people just love to ninny around and believe mainstream media. A lot of folks aren't. But I'm just telling you, this is insane. By the way, top generals have now come out and said, we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour, that we are at war with China. This is a Chinese globalist attack. I don't just say that up here on air and risk my life for no reason. I've had a lot of moral battles with myself about, you know, backing down a little bit so I don't get whacked or put in prison. Look, I'm not going to sit here and stay out of prison for a few years while the globalists totally take over and bankrupt the whole country and put under martial law. And all of you that go along with it are idiots. Continuing, leaks. Leaked Five Eyes dossier on alleged Chinese coronavirus cover-up consistent with U.S. findings, officials say. That's why Trump said last week he's seen the documents. Newsweek, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. And now the media is trying to desperately whitewash that, but they just can't get the job done. There's the Wall Street Journal. U.S. probes universities of Texas links to Chinese lab scrutinized over coronavirus. Now they're scrubbing the Wuhan website where it shows them, most of them not even wearing masks, playing around with the entire species of coronaviruses. So that's what's going on. The mainstream media says anybody talking about it is a bad person. Here's Yahoo. A U.S. researcher who worked with the Wuhan Virology Lab gives four reasons why a coronavirus leak would be extremely unlikely. They don't challenge that it's man-made, the scientists, the background, the evidence, all of it. No, they just go, oh, a guy that worked there, he says everything's fine. Oh, so let's go to the place that's being investigated and get somebody there to tell us everything's okay. How about conflict of interest when the head fact checker for Facebook over all science stories is a woman who's involved in the entire area of testing this class of viruses? But she doesn't tell you that when she sits there and censors people that say it came out of Wuhan. But here's what it's really all about. The CFR and others have come out. It's on Infowars.com. The end of U.S. global dominance predicted in wake of COVID-19 as world order is reinventing itself. And it's the globalists celebrating that China's back up and going. America's not up and going. Oh, China did a good job countering it. Trump didn't. Because China released it. Look at the timing. It wasn't an accident. We know they lied about it. We know they told everybody everything was fine. They hyped it up. And then as soon as it came over here, just a weaponized cold that they own and control, then they said, oh, everything's fine, turned their businesses back on, said, we're taking orders, we're open for business, but America isn't, and every day we stay closed, it's just complete devastation. And this is how modern wars are fought. And there's top generals coming out saying exactly this and laying out all the ways this is being done. It's a fact, but we have to admit that the NIH and the bureaucracies and these big tax-free foundations that have hijacked this country since the days of the robber barons believe they own everything. Our big enemy in the times of Teddy Roosevelt was the big robber barons. They're authoritarian rich families. It's the same rich money from those robber barons that funds the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of it, research it, and they want an end of American freedom. And they want you living very poor under their control. And they want medical tyranny to be able to put the vaccines they want in your body. And they want you to have to carry a cell phone that tracks everywhere you go and decides when you can go out and when you can't. This is all the admitted agenda and plan. And it's here, and they're doing it. Then there's all the other areas. They have been caught red-handed, triple confirmed. Every major blue state and city is getting $39,000 for saying someone's got COVID, even if they've not been tested to have COVID. Anyone that dies, they put it on the death certificate because the local officials tell them at the hospitals, don't worry, we're all doing this as a corruption together. So it's Michigan with the corrupt Democrats. It's New York. It's California. It's all the usual suspects. It's where all the deaths are because they are counting everyone that dies as a COVID-19. And now we learn they test each person 2 to 3 times. And if they come up positive, they count each of those as a COVID case. So, and the models that came out were funded by Bill and Melinda Gates in the U.S. and England. And that's why they were 50 to 40 times higher than we actually were. It's all a giant martial law psyop takeover with enemies in our own government working with China.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get help. Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran non nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It took the globalists failing with the Russiagate hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the Sexgate hoaxes, and their attempts to already crash the economy without success to finally pull the trigger on a plan they had on the shelf, according to the Rockefeller Foundation, called Lockstep, that they pre-programmed people through the media to lock down and quarantine to kill our economy. That way authoritarian economies could continue to operate, but you'd have the authoritarians trigger the collapse, trigger the panic, then they would turn back on. They'd be praised by the WHO as good. We would then be told that we were bad. And they would use economic conditions, the lawyers, the bureaucrats, the blue states, the blue cities, to keep the lockdowns going longer and hold the country hostage. Then they believe driving President Trump and the nationalists from power, and then the New World Order, the merger with the United States and China, could just move on down into the next phase. And that's why they did this. But now, you see, as the truth comes out that communist China was complicit with the globalists doing this, I predicted that China would begin to leak that Fauci was involved, hoping they could get Trump to back off. Now, I predicted that before it happened. It's simple chess. And if you have all the pieces, if you have all the knowledge, then it's simple chess. But Trump is still doubling down and getting ready to burn Fauci, and you already see the preparations for that. And they're already moving in on UT, and they're already moving in on the Chinese agents, and they're rolling them up. And they just better do it quickly. And everybody in the deep state that's been playing both sides, you better stop it. Either join the Chi-Coms or join America. There's no time to play games here. Now, look at this. University of Texas being investigated over ties to Wuhan Biolab. But remember, Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with millions of U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. That's even Newsweek. It's a fact. It's in the documents. And there's Trump drops the hammer on Fauci after disturbing White House briefings on doctors' pass, which is now coming out. And that's why they want us off the air, because so many times, InfoWars is the early warning system that brings you experts and individuals who the mainstream media won't touch. You know, don't you know CNN and Fox News knew what all this was? We're not the only smart people out there. You don't think the U.S. intelligence agencies and the FBI couldn't have figured this out? If we could figure it out, probably before us. I mean, Bill Gates and these people operate in the hope that everything is just so obvious and so out in the open that people can't believe that it's actually them doing it. It's like the fact that they're counting everyone that dies in blue cities and blue states as dying from coronavirus. So, of course, most of the deaths are there because they're ballooning it. And again, people say, why then is it a bioweapon? They have to have it already patented and ready. And they did that, too. This is open and shut diabolical stuff. But it's so diabolical, I call it too evil to fail. It's so huge, so out of control. It's a powerful establishment. These are beyond mafias. These are the evil institutions that have now sold America out to the Chi-Coms. Either they go or we go. And they believe they're going to win. They are not going to win. They have been irrevocably exposed. They have been irrevocably damaged. Because a lot of us are willing to go to war with them politically, economically, culturally. And if they become offensive, well, then you know the rest of the story there. So they've really opened up Pandora's box like authoritarians always do, because they have success, 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 and then believe they're invincible. Well, I'm not an authoritarian. I do not believe I am invincible. I am expendable. because that's what built this country and gave us the basic freedoms we had, was men and women who were up against overwhelming odds, who understood to have any future, they had to be willing to do it all and not back down, and that's where we are. Okay, let me just tell you what we got coming up here. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us with the latest. We've got the fraud articles where they're just openly admitting that the CDC's numbers are half of what the media is announcing. Really, there's only 37,000 deaths, and that's with the inflated numbers. That's like a yearly flu. And we've got the globalists trying to keep the economy locked down longer. You've got all the big pushback around the country. We have a guest who got arrested, Jason Jones, when the Hawaiian police just swarmed in on him and began tackling people mercilessly because they dare leave their martial law confines. We've got that. And then, of course, you didn't just hear this here first. You heard this here thousands of times, that Hillary was going to have a weak candidate up front, have a broker convention, and then swoop in. The Hill is now reporting officially that, they are considering the plan for Hillary to run, but Obama to be her VP. And yes, they have an amendment about a president not running for more than two terms and serving them. But they're claiming that it could be a vice president. Well, if you really study the law, that's not the case, because that begs the question. If something happened to Hillary, God forbid, we'd have Barack Obama, God forbid. And then if something happened to him, Nancy Pelosi, God forbid. And just the turds roll downhill from there. I mean, this is just a nightmare, nightmare scenario that we're dealing with. And you've got the Democrats openly defending Biden's bizarre groping of everyone and grabbing women's genitals on record and just telling little girls he wants to have sex with them. Just total collapse on that front of the society. It's a total information overload. Oh, and North Korean dictator has popped back up. Looks like he gained about 30 pounds while he was disappeared for 20 days. The bloated vampire bat creature has reappeared, probably had surgery or something, but there he is, emblematic of a starving nation, and an obese demon is in control. And I get Trump's trying to be friendly with him to hope he'll open the country up, but he is under the control, again, of the Chi-Goms. And so that's why that is very, very hard to turn that around. It's very hard for me to engage in any type of detente with Kim Jong-un because he's such a dictator, a monster, though I do hope that the president ends up being successful in that. But when we return, I'm going to respond to what was one of the biggest stories Friday and Saturday, what trended for 2 days, number one on Twitter. Alex Jones will eat his neighbor's ass. And they tried to spin that it was some sexual reference, because that's what's in their mind. It was a allegory, of course, that I've brought up here probably 100 times in the last few years, one of my favorite essays, A Modest Proposal. And I intended for them back on Tuesday to grab it and make a huge deal about it, but I thought it was a failure. But then Friday they did grab a hold of it and misrepresented exactly as I thought they would. And so they took the bait beautifully on that. And so now I've been able to have millions and millions of views on other videos we put out that have been picked up by newspapers where we talked about A Modest Proposal and how we could expose the absurdity of eating children to expose those that just say, let the third world die. Of course, Modest Proposal is about Irish children, letting them die, saying, well, let's just not let them die. Wasting 7 pounds of meat. Let's eat them. But just like on Joe Rogan, I talked about the Modest Proposal and the governor, Blackface of Virginia, saying we need to keep the babies alive and harvest their organs. And I said, that's very Swiftian of him. But instead of this being satire, he really does that. But it's okay that he kills babies. I just talked about eating my neighbors. I said, let's not kill babies. Let's eat our neighbors. They went, oh, he wants to kill his neighbors.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, probably have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Alex Jones Show.
So, I'm going to respond right now to the big story, number one trending on Twitter on Friday and on Saturday. More than 20 million views, the different versions of the videos just that I've seen, of an edited tape of yours truly saying, if there's a total societal collapse and it's road war and everybody's starving to death, the Pentagon says that in about 10 days, most people without food, either commit suicide or become cannibals. I said I would have to, you know, size up my neighbors and prepare to butcher them and eat them. Of course, it was total satire to illustrate that there's 135 million extra people starving to death, according to the United Nations, right now. And I'm going to show you those statistics. I'm going to show you the head of the World Food Program saying that. That's all very serious. Well, of course, the media took it out of context. and I was being intense to illustrate it, and said, Jones really means this. He's so desperate after being deplatformed, he's at home with no food. Here's Forbes. Please don't eat your neighbor. Why? What Alex Jones said is so dangerous. They go on to say, he is commanding the people in Michigan who stormed the Capitol, they may start eating people. You talk about satire, but they're writing this as serious. Now, let's get into it. A modest proposal from 1730 was Jonathan Swift, an Anglo/Irish cleric, who was so sick of watching people starve to death by the thousands, and the English government saying, oh, it doesn't matter, keep your taxes high. He said, well, then let's just tell them to raise their babies and sell them to us, and we'll eat them. He describes how to fatten them up, how to butcher them, and it's the most famous piece of satire out there. And so I brought it up a lot, and I figured I'd get attacked for it. I didn't know it would go this big. And then I could illustrate what was happening in Africa and Asia and Latin America with the mass starvation that the lockdown, not COVID-19. The headlines are, UN begs for billions because 135 million are on the verge of starvation because of COVID. No, because the UN and the globalists ran the lockdown that they admit is meant to cause a societal shutdown and collapse. When the first world turns into the third world sinks and dies. That's an Alex Jones quote. So let's continue. Now, a lot of folks did get it. RT got it. It's a Swift reference, Alex Jones says. Eat my neighbors. Rant was satire to highlight people starving in COVID-19 lockdown. National File got it. CCN got it. Alex Jones makes a modest proposal in cannibalistic meltdown. So you can go read it for yourself. Now, here's the AP. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million people to the brink of starvation. Here's another one. Coronavirus pandemic could push 130 million to the brink of starvation. So see, I'm not making any of that up as usual. So let's go ahead and play the clip of Mr. Beasley, the head of the UN food program, talking about hundreds of thousands starving to death a week. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
I'm sorry, fake news. I said 300,000 a week. I'm sorry, it's a day. And by the way, I was reading numbers just last week in a U.S. intelligence report that came out. The Washington Post reported that mirrored Zero Hedge and InfoWars that broke it 2 months ago, that it was 450 urns a day being photographed outside the houses, and that so much sulfur was being picked up by private satellites at these burn sites that they estimated it was thousands of bodies a day. So a bunch of people did die. And it looks like it's some kind of race-specific bioweapon that they were testing for maybe a vaccine they're making. We're not sure, but we know it's man-made. So the virus does kill some people. And then, of course, there's U.S. intelligence saying exactly what researchers online did their own research and came up with. That's the power of HUMET, the power of the general public, just researching things. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. But that was the Internet researching that. I didn't do that research, but we looked at it, and it was credible. It was real evidence. That's what all the other evidence showed. But why is this important? I'm up here talking about 130-something million people dying in the next year if this lockdown continued. Already millions dying right now. Usually 10 million die a year. They're talking about it being much, much more. 30 million's conservative. Okay? Where is the humanity there? It's not even a million people dead worldwide with bloated coronavirus numbers. Now, again, I'm not the first person to do Jonathan Swift allegories in the modern parlance. Because AOC has called for cutting global carbon by half, which would kill billions, the studies show. Turns out, a person that was aware of this, went to an AOC event last year and said, we don't just need to get rid of all the cows and the farms and eat less food to save the earth, we need to eat the babies. Here it is.
We're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the
babies. Now, folks, we joke around about this, but
just stopping.
If you read the UN Sustainable Development Agenda and Program and all the rest of it, that's what they say, and they're all bragging right now that, oh, this is good. And, well, it is good. It's going to depopulate the third world, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. You just heard the head of the UN food program tell you that. But see, one arm of the UN's running the giant bio attack and the shutdown and the fear that is the real effect that will kill tens of millions. So when somebody gets in your face about be a hero and, you know, bow to the medical workers, most of them are partying their asses off and the hospitals are empty. That's a fact, folks, because they get $39,000 per COVID patient. Look out. You come in there with a cold, they're going to snake a thing down your throat, blow your lungs out, kill your ass, and then collect the money on your dead ass. Now, remember all the rest of the footage of the left celebrating eating babies and celebrating art where trannies simulate abortions on themselves and how kill your kids and, oh, have an abortion, have power over your baby, kill it. But now Alex Jones is so mean. He went on air and said he's going to kill his neighbors. You're right. If there's a total collapse and everything, you're right. I won't eat full-grown adults because they're good. I will go out with the left and I will eat babies. Or I will support Governor Northam when he says keep babies alive instead of just harvesting their organs. I'll go down to the hospital and then I'll buy aborted babies to eat them. Now, the headline will be Alex Jones wants to buy aborted babies and eat them. No, that's what Governor Northam does. He keeps them alive. He takes their organs. But because it's real, everyone says it's good and loving. But because I'm pointing out how evil they are and trying to save people, I'm the bad guy. That's how the delusion works with the corporate media. Speaking of food, the whole civilization and society is designed to collapse. If this depression continues, we'll be dying like people in the third world. So don't eat your neighbors and don't eat your babies. I would never do that. I would take personally another route. No, ladies and gentlemen, get high-quality, affordable food, which we have now available again. Most other places don't have it. They'll take your orders and make you wait. We actually have the food. It's being packaged fresh right now. Very high quality, very good price. InfoWarsStore.com. And then it funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the full selection of Ready Hour, the entire catalog, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have back in stock X2 that is such a great defense against the globalists. X2 back in stock, 50% off. And we have krill oil, 50% off. Highest quality krill oil. Research how great that is for you at InfoWars.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, Now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality horrible food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your horrible food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The United Nations World Health Food Program head says 135 million people can starve to death this year. He says the numbers show already 300,000 a day are dying. And I mentioned Wuhan and the urns, never got to the main point. I was reading the numbers of people that normally die in China every day, and it's over like a million people. But then they talk about 4,000 died or 5,000 died in China of COVID. Who knows what the truth is? The lies are so insane. Now it's admitted by the CDC on their own site that 37,000 have died in the United States. I saw them on Fox News this morning say it's 100,000. But Imperial College gives us the models, the same ones that were 50 times bigger. The same Imperial College and groups that told us the ice caps would all be melted by 2017. They're bigger than ever. I mean, it's like the biggest liars. And then Fauci is the main guy controlling the Wuhan lab in coronavirus research. This is absolutely insane. Now, talk about the fear-mongering. Governor Newsom on the communist holiday, May Day, came out. And what did he do? Well, on May Day, he said, you can't go to any of the beaches or any of the parks. They're all closed. You're all bad people. We're saving you. Remember, it was, oh, just a few weeks. You got to be closed. Now it's like, oh, you're in the handcuffs. We control you. We're going to bankrupt the local economy. Only big box stores will be able to operate. The forced inoculations are coming. We're forming spy grids with Bill Clinton called contact tracers. And tens of thousands of people showed up. The media said 1,000. But I went and found helicopter footage and other shots where they just showed it up and down the roads, on the beaches, huge masses of people. But the news would show cropped footage. Yeah, there's some of the better footage, but that goes for miles down the beach. But the police were there tackling, attacking, in some of the towns. In other towns, the police say, we're not enforcing this. It's crap. And it turns out in Florida, in places that didn't close the beaches, they had lower numbers. This is incredible. Again, this has never been done before. But here's the fear-mongering in California, where the media trots out the Grim Reaper who's walking up and down the beach saying, I don't want to kill you. It's dangerous. Get out of here. I'm going to go dress up as the Grim Reaper and say, I don't want you to take the vaccines. I don't want to have to take you. Or I do want to take you. Don't be here on the beach and get vitamin D. This is such fear-mongering by the corporate media. Here it is.
I'm at Miramar Beach Access 49 here in Waltham County, and today is a pretty big day. The beaches are fully reopened for the first time in more than a month. And while some residents are happy, some are not. And one of those people is Waltham County resident and Florida lawyer Daniel Ulfelder. Today he's going to be protesting the beaches being open, all while dressed as the Grim Reaper. And I'm actually joined by him now. I'm going to step out of the frame and hand him the mic so he can explain why he's here and why he is dressed the way that he is. Daniel?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here today to try to make a point that we need to, I think it's premature that we open our beaches. I'm a huge proponent of public beaches, and I've been fighting for that for years, but I think that the danger of bringing all the people here to our area and spreading the virus, and I think it's going to prolong the recovery we have, and I think that we should take better measures, and it's drawing people from all over the world to our beautiful beaches. It's too soon, and it's not appropriate.
That's enough of the Grim Reaper. Now, the real Grim Reaper is Bill Gates and the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if we don't stop the global collapse, you're going to be poor. Many Americans will starve, but 100 plus million will starve to death the next year. And those are accurate numbers. One arm of the UN says, give me money to feed all the starving people so they can make them dependent. But a bunch will die. And the other is hyping the end of civilization. Jason Jones is a very successful, famous filmmaker, author, researcher, and a local community activist. He lives in Hawaii. He thought he would go out and protest the government shutdown. It's one of the most draconian in the world. And the police kettled them. They surrounded them, something he knew about being in the military, and slammed to the ground. This is some nice HD footage. I saw some raw footage of them actually brutalizing people. But good to have you here with us, and tell us what's going on. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. It's a privilege to have this friendship with you to share the story for my community. You know, I was so exhausted that day because my organization works on food insecurity in the most vulnerable countries in the world. So I had been up since 4 in the morning my time working on Ethiopia and Nigeria, published a white paper 4 weeks ago on the coming famine. Now, as you said, the World Food Program said another 165 million people are going to starve to death this year alone because of the shutdown. So I was exhausted. I said to my wife and my kids, we're just going to go there. People ask me to speak. I'm not going to speak. Let's just go show and stand in solidarity with everyone and then go barbecue. But we showed up and it was peaceful. It was upbeat. There was a small police presence. But as a former infantryman, I've done plenty of cordon and searches of villages. And all of a sudden, I noticed a military maneuver. There was what effectively would be a platoon of police officers coming from one direction. And as I went to go address them off about a half a block away, I noticed that they were surrounding us. They had these thick notepads for their citations, so I wasn't going to wait to them to come to me. I went to them, and, you know, I lost my cool a little bit saying that I was videotaping them, and I was saying their name and their badge number on Facebook Live, which I regret that I was so aggressive because I really do feel sorry for them. They're just doing what they're told. It's not an excuse, but that's just what most people do. And,
well, you don't like being on martial law lockdown when we know that the thing is basically a giant hoax.
And I don't like military maneuvers against families. And so then they were harassing people. And as people were being harassed, they would call for me. So at one point, I ran over to a prominent lawyer in town. And she's like, help, Jason, help. And so I just again started challenging them. And they were about to arrest my wife. Then she just walked away. She goes, honey, just walk away with me and they won't arrest you. And then I walked away, and then the police officer said, yes, just pretend you're leaving, and we'll leave you alone. You have a smart wife. And I said, whoa, I'm walking away from you, but I'm not pretending that I'm leaving. I'm here. And here's a letter from the attorney general. You are not to interfere in my First Amendment rights as I'm here to assemble. I'm here to express grievances, and I am covering this as a journalist. And they said, well, if you don't give us your ID and take a citation and leave, we'll arrest you. And I said, well, then I'll sue you. And they handcuffed me. They put me in the car. And where I stayed for 3 hours. I went there. I chipped my tooth. The guy took a sharp turn. and hit my face and chipped my tooth. But, yeah, it was just shocking to see a police perform a military maneuver. I will say when I was at the police station for 3 hours, handcuffed in a car, police would come out. They were having meetings. I was just watching them and listening. Several would come up to me and say, you know, hey, I'm with you. This is stupid. As they were fingerprinting me, they were, you know, they're talking about how stupid our mayor is and how ridiculous all of this is. I've since received Facebook messages from members
of the... But still, we need to make the point. 135 million are going to starve to death. This leaked out of China or was released purposely to create the hysteria. And because it's not the flu or something else that normally kills this many anyways, it's new, so everybody's totally into this fear. It's like never going in the ocean again because there's shark attacks, or never driving a car again. That's going to cause the shutdown of society and mass death, and it already is.
Well, Alex, on that note, I'm getting reports from Nigeria. People are starving to death. Violence is erupting in India, Nigeria, all around the world. And, you know, I wish I could tell you the number one reason I was there was for the Bill of Rights. But that is not why I was there primarily.
Exactly. I've shifted away from just America and our rights. That's important. This is global collapse.
And, Alex, listen to this. As food becomes scarce around the world,
price goes up here.
50% unemployment in Hawaii. We're the furthest place in the world from any place in the world. We cannot feed ourselves. We will starve. My friends and neighbors, many of them support the shutdown. They do not understand. They will starve to
death.
They
don't get the chain reaction that's known. The globalists know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, there was a Twitter, Instagram war of people mad at me as a Hawaii guy. Out there, who am I? And some of my children's friends were, Uncle, I'm so sad about this. I said, listen, I care for them so much, I don't care what they think of me. I was there so they don't
exactly.
Starve.
Stay right there. Do 5 more minutes with us. We've got Dr. Boyle, who first exposed this was a Chinese bioweapon simulant to create fear and get us to trigger the shutdown of our economy. This is their response to us winning the trade war and starting to level the playing field that had been designed to make sure we were deindustrialized. We started leveling that, and that's just not allowed because the globalists have sold us out to China, which is now all coming out. Okay, but there's a civil war going on in America. And please remember, listeners, as this chain reaction shuts down, we're already having trouble with our suppliers for the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements. They're already telling us, oh, hey, we may not be able to take orders anymore for a while because everything's breaking down. The other companies are shutting down. You better get your orders in for our products while you still can, because I don't know how long we'll be able to stay on the air once things shut down completely if we're not able to bring in a revenue stream. So InfoWars knows what's coming. We predicted it all. And in case we can't turn this around, which looks like we may not be able to, I would get your storable food and get your supplements and get your T-shirts. I don't know how long InfoWars will be here, okay? And I'm not trying to be dramatic, folks, okay? Just wait till you learn about it, okay? I can't. We have the new 5G Kills T-shirt. If you ever wanted InfoWars shirts into the future, when there's martial law, they kill Trump, everything's shut down. I'm serious. I mean, you see what's going on. They're planning to kill the president, have martial law, arrest all the media. They'll put a bullet in Tucker Carlson's head, Sean Hannity. They're going to kill everybody, folks, if they make their move. I'm telling you, there's Chi-Com agents everywhere. Believe me, and they got people embedded inside the federal agencies. So we'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.